Here we are in the final chapter of our trip from Salt Lake City, Utah to the Bay Area of California. Get ready for more listening. Here we are, about 45 miles away from Reno, finally. I think it's about 7 p.m. Pacific time. So it's been a little bit of a long day, but we've gone through rain and snow, which I think I've said before. And we've stopped, you know, a few times to get out and stretch, walk around, let Burnley out to pee and poop, and not drink water out of protest, I guess. We are now on the Pyramid Lake, or in the Pyramid Lake Reservation. We just stopped in, Fernley, Nevada. So we're getting pretty close to California now. The sun is starting to go down. And really, it's been pretty beautiful, this last little bit of the drive. Kira's been leading the way since she has the application on her phone to get us to where we're going tonight. We are staying. So Kira used to work with a person called Krista, and Krista has a current fiance called Jack. I say current because I assume he will not always be her fiance, but will at some point be her husband. Jack's parents live in Reno, so it sounds like we're going to get a chance to stay with them tonight, which would be good. Yes, so I also saw a sign for that 855 FOR Truth. Those people who have the billboards in Salt Lake that say, "When you die, you will meet God." This one said something like, "Lust. Your lust will lead to hell," or something like that. And here's my thought on all of this. If you know the secret to salvation, why not just shut up? Like, we are selfish people. Like, you know, we write our name on our lunches in the refrigerator at work and get mad when somebody takes them. We write our name on our bottles of water. When people are over to help us move, we say, you know, this is my CD player, this is my Hyundai, this is my skateboard. So why can't that be your salvation? Like, why tell people? Why can't you just be selfish with that as well? Like, don't tell me. You've figured out the secret to going to heaven and not burning in hell for drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes and, like, doing it to each other in a manner that's not just to make another fucking baby. So you figure that out. Why not keep it to yourself? Just keep your judgment. I mean, you're already judging people who are doing those things by saying you're going to hell. So why not just keep that, just live out, just live in that judgmental attitude, totally own it, and watch us fall and die and go burn in hell like you said we would. So just do that. That sounds good. Just watch us all burn in hell. I think that's the way to go. And as soon as I find a church, I'll nail this and 94 other sentences to it. Ah, truck's gonna pass me. Around a curb. Curve? Curb. Curve. Okay. We are in Reno, Nevada. It is, I believe, 7:37 p.m. Pacific time, and it is snowing in Reno, Nevada. Today is April 13th, 2017. I'm hoping we'll be at our destination soon. I can relax a little bit, eat some dinner, get some sleep, and see what happens tomorrow. We keep seeing information that, at least currently, there's a severe winter storm just west of Reno, which is where we're headed eventually, towards Sacramento. So I guess we'll find out what's happening. It sounds like it may blow through today, so we'll see. Okay, I'm following Kira. Let's see what happens. Here we are on Friday, April 14th, sometime around 10 a.m. Pacific time. We are just now starting out to leave Reno, Nevada. The stay last night at Jack's parents' house was wonderful. His mom, Lori, was incredibly friendly. She had dinner for us from El Pollo Loco, rice and beans and tortillas and salad and chicken, and it was great. And we sat and talked for a while, and we let our dog out at one point, and he, of course, peed in their house on one of their little tables. And we let him out into the yard, but that was his only accident, and he whined a little. He was definitely nervous, and scared and unsure of what was happening, but that's cool. And we met their dog, Ellie, who was super cute and big and only like 18 months old or something like that, and she was great. Kira is leading us right now to leave Reno. I will be getting ahead of her again once we get on the interstate, because today she has music, because I spent last night putting music on the iPod, so she has something to listen to today, and when she listens to music, she tends to go a little fast. So I'm going to get ahead of her as soon as we get on the interstate. I think we're probably only about 4 hours away from Walnut Creek. We are about an hour and, or 110 miles or so from, I think, Sacramento. And of course, we're only about 10 miles from the California border. So I'm definitely going to try to notate that. We are in Washoe County. That's the county we're in Nevada. Apparently, Washoe County is pretty conservative. Lori and Mark, her husband, who we stayed with last night, are, you know, leading efforts to prevent additional billboards in the area and to keep the scenery beautiful. And I can look out to my left and see these snow-covered mountains that are gorgeous, and around us are trees. You see houses, but they, in a lot of ways, and maybe with their coloring, they just fit right into the landscape. And so it seems like a community, at least this part of Reno, very interested in preserving the world around them. Looks like we're getting into a little traffic as we work our way to the interstate. So I'm going to sign off for a minute, but I do at some point want to talk a little bit more about how mortified I was that Burnley peed in their house last night, and the enjoyable mocha coffee I had this morning. Okay, so we're driving through mountains. I have the tape recorder or digital recorder in the cup holder. We'll see if any of this actually gets recorded or captured, because I haven't used it at this distance. I've been holding it close. We are driving through the mountains, snow everywhere on the mountains. A train is cutting through to our left. Beautiful. This is very similar to driving through Estes Park, Colorado. Just trees and inclines to our left and right. I'm only doing about 55 miles an hour just to be safe on this. I can probably go a little faster. There's some trucks up ahead. There are people passing on my left as well. It's a gorgeous day. The sun is out, the sky is just clear blue. try to pass now. So hoping that's not the last thing you'll ever hear from me. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's warm in the truck. I think these are the Sierras, but I don't know if that's true or not. That sounds right, but I don't know my mountains well enough, so I guess maybe I'll find out at some point. We should definitely look that up. Sacramento is only 125 miles away. Truckee is 19 miles, and I assume that Truckee is in California, but I could be wrong about that as well, but I don't think that I am. We're kind of windy now, so I'm kind of regretting my decision to pass, but if I can get around this next truck, that will be good. And here we are, Sierra County line, welcome to California. I am now in California, and it feels incredible. I love that this is how we're getting into California, through these mountains, on the Allen S. Hart Freeway. This is beautiful. This is a perfect way to come into California, and I'm in California now. I am now officially in the state where I will be living for the foreseeable future, and I'm gonna take this time to drive cautiously. There's no need to rush. Hopefully it's only about 2 hours to Sacramento, and then I think only a couple more hours after that. So I'm just gonna stay over here in the right lane behind this camper and enjoy. So this morning, Jack's mom, Lori, had some pastries for us to eat, and she made me coffee and Keurig. It was really tasty. I wanted some for the road, but I knew that the more coffee I drink today, the more likely I will be to have to stop more frequently, and I don't want to do that. My goal today is to just keep driving until we get to where we need to go. We're trying to stop as frequently as possible. We are now apparently in Nevada County, past another county line. This is a little, for my taste, it's a little treacherous. There's a fence to my right to prevent rock slides from landing in the road. So last night when Burnley peed in our host's house, I was so shaken up by that, because I'm already always nervous to be a guest anywhere. Like, I always feel like I'm overstepping my bounds. I want to be super quiet. Honestly, I just want to go to a room hide so I don't impose. And then of course my dog does the most imposing thing, and the funny thing about it too is while he was peeing, he was staring directly into my face as if to say, look, we're both nervous, this is how I'm going to deal with it, what are you going to do? And I did not accept his challenge very well. I instead declared my panic and embarrassment to Kira. She said she understood. And I went to bed, and I woke up feeling a lot better. So, here we are, the day after the urine. I'm guessing I may stop in Truckee, potentially. I guess we'll find out. We're at exit 201. I don't know if those are counting down yet. If they are, that would be amazing, because that would mean, I guess we have 201 miles until our next segment of the journey, which I think we get on I-685 or something like that. I don't know exactly. The plan is, when we get to Sacramento, Kira will again get ahead of me, use the GPS on the phone, and guide us into Walnut Creek. So at the Produce Agricultural Inspection Station, Kira went one way and I had to go the other because I was in a truck. And I had to pull off to the side and open the back of the truck. Fortunately, nothing fell out instantly, so our friends did a great job packing everything. But then Kira just kept going, and I really had to pee, so I stopped in Truckee, California. Snow everywhere, splashing in some puddles of melted snow, sludge. Walked into a very tiny bus stop waiting area, or bus station Amtrak waiting area, and it was incredibly quiet. And and I found a restroom and I urinated, and now I'm going to get back onto 80 West and make my way through the ice and the sludge. I'm putting the recorder down again. We'll see if you can hear. So here is the entrance to 80 West to Sacramento. It's definitely slushy and sludgy on the road in a lot of parts, but fortunately a lot of the road is clear as well. I guess people have been driving it. Looks like the sun has melted a lot of stuff. So we'll see. The plan right now is for Kira to stop somewhere down the road and just give me a call and let me know where she is. So here we are. I just stopped at another bathroom at a rest area surrounded by trees. The restrooms were in this almost like log cabin facade. A sign outside the designated men's restroom indicated that humans of the opposite sex can enter the restroom with people with disabilities. So I guess there's a loophole for sexual assault. For those of you worried about men or women sneaking into the wrong bathroom, that's how they do it. They'll just find a person with a disability, pretend that they're helping them, and then do what they want to do. So I am still driving. Kira is about 19 miles ahead of me. She stopped in Auburn, California, exit 121 at a gas station called Flyers. So that's my next goal. And then at that point, as she put it, we're only a hop, skip, and a jump from Walnut Creek. I think Sacramento at that point is only about 30 miles. And then I think we're only like an hour and a half to 2 hours away from Walnut Creek at that point as well. So things are looking good. The climate has changed so much. So we drove through Donner Pass. There was snow everywhere, on the sides at least, not really on the roads. The roads were a little wet. We were up at around, I think, 6,100 feet in elevation at one point. Maybe not quite that high. And now, through various segments of downgrades, we are in forests, just green forest on both sides, not a hint of snow. We have gone down in the last, like, probably 45 minutes to an hour. I've gone from 6,000 feet elevation to now 3,000 feet downgrade. So, pretty dramatic change. Lots of traffic on the road, lots of trucks. I'm staying behind a specific truck because there's no need to rush down the highway and try to pass along with all these other cars. So a beautiful day in California. It sounds like we are getting pretty close to our destination, which makes me happy. I think it's about noon right now. And our goal was to be at the Eves apartment complex, which is where we're staying, in Walnut Creek, which is where we'll be living. I mean, not just staying. The goal was to get there by about 2:30 this afternoon so we can get set up and I can go get the modem from Comcast and then start unloading some boxes for us before my friend Kelly comes over and helps us unload the big items like the bed and the couch. Beautiful day here. Just so many trees all around. It's so comforting. I love trees so much. We're no longer in the mountains of Utah, that's for sure, but we are here in a place that I want to live. So now we are in, well, I'm in Colfax, city limit, population 1,750, and we've got some more downgrades coming up. So talk to you again soon. Here we are in Auburn, California. Kara and I finally met up again. Stopped at a gas station. And yes. So earlier I saw my first sign for San Francisco, 128 miles, that's it. And we are in California. All right. We are now in the area of West Sacramento. I think it's about 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. Traffic is at a standstill. I really have to pee. We are about 40 miles from the next exit for Interstate 680, which will take us down to Walnut Creek in San Francisco. Yeah. Today is beautiful. Kira and I stopped at a place called Aikida's in Auburn. I don't know what it was like inside. I did not go in. It sounded like it was super busy. But she got some really good chicken salad. And, yeah. Here we are in traffic. Perfect. Kind of what you would expect in California. And I stepped in some weird mud, and then Kira's phone navigation was not working, so... Oh, and I overflowed the gas tank. Did I say all these things already? I have no idea, but it's super funny that it's not perfect, and life isn't perfect, and it's beautiful, and here we are, stuck in traffic on a beautiful day. Gorgeous. Warm. Sunny. Yes. This is a fine day to be stuck in traffic. Okay, about 2:20 in the afternoon Pacific time, 62 miles away from San Francisco. Holy shit. Oh my God. We just stopped in Davis, California so I could pee. And we stopped at In-N-Out Burger inadvertently. And I went in to pee, and I couldn't resist ordering a burger. I'm pretty sure I went in with like $20, and I think I lost $15 in the parking lot, or $10 in the parking lot. I have no idea where it went. So that's fun. The burger was magical. It tasted like California, and we are 62 miles away from San Francisco, where we are going to be living. Now, I can't even believe it. None of this seems real. I was telling Kira this, I just feel like I'm just driving a truck right now and I'm helping somebody move, but the person I'm helping move is me and Kira. And in, you know, about an hour and a half, we're gonna be at our new apartment complex, and I can't even fathom what is happening right now. I'm sure our dog will be happy to be out of his kennel. He's been so good. He's ridden, you know, 12 hours in the back of the car. Definitely his longest road trip with us by far. I think he's doing well. We should probably let him out to pee at some point again in the near future. Kira is leading the way right now. I'm behind her. Traffic kind of comes and goes. There are definitely some bottlenecks. we are certainly in farmland. There are just fields to the left and to the right, trees, there's a giant power lines, and it looks like a power substation over here to the right. We are in Vacaville right now, Vacaville, California. Oh, it's been a long drive. I am looking forward to getting to our place, signing our paperwork, and taking our stuff into the apartment. I can't grasp what is happening right now. I can't even grasp it. Like, we are on the way to San Francisco to live. We're moving, and I know that for some people maybe that would just be another day in life moving, but it's a big deal for us. We've been in Utah, and this is a giant step forward for us. And it's just, whatever happens, I don't care. There have been so many little things today that are super funny, like stepping in the mud and the gas flowing and losing $15 or $10, whatever. But we are in California, and life doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to exist. And I know I keep saying that, but that's how I feel today. Like, we are here in a place that we want to be. Oh. And it looks like we are just about to pass Redding. I think we're about 16 miles away from our next exit, which will get us on Interstate 680. Okay, here we go. I'm hoping the next time I record, we will be in Walnut Creek. Exit 48, Geary Avenue, I guess, Treat Boulevard. We will be living on Treat Boulevard, 1457. So now we have to find the Eves. I'm going to follow Kira still. And we are almost home. And that gets me pretty emotional. We're almost home. It's sometime. What time is it? 10:34 Pacific time. We are in our new home. The truck is unloaded. Our lives fit into 601 square feet.
We did it.
And thanks to my friend Kelly for helping me carry stuff up 3 flights of stairs constantly, back and forth. Kira ordered Chinese food, and it was so good. And I'm tired, and she just ran a bath so that I could soak in Epsom salt because my bones hurt and my muscles and everything. But Burnley's naked now. He's getting used to the apartment. He's been locked in very small places for a long time, whether it's his kennel or the bathroom or the closet when we needed to use the bathroom. And tonight, as an adventure, or as part of the adventure, we are sleeping on the mattress that's just on the floor. Kelly helped me find a place to park the truck overnight at a pet hospital that's open till midnight. We went in, we talked to the guy. I was nervous to ask. I would normally have let Kelly do it, but I stepped in to try to be a new person in California. And the guy said we can leave it there for one night. So, here we are. We now live in Walnut Creek, California. And
did you just say amen?
Kira and I already know. She definitely ruined that pause. And Kara and I both already know where the Starbucks is. Here we are on April 15th, the day before a holy savior rose from the grave
to found a religion and be totally cool and popular because all his friends said, you'll never do it. You'll never be able to do that. And I understand. I have a lot in common with Jesus. Yesterday, so people had told me that there was no way that I could unload the moving truck in one day, the first day we got here. And we did it. While Jesus was still sleeping, pretending to be dead because he didn't want to take the dog out in the morning, I rolled the boulder away from the moving truck and carried everything out, along with my friend Kelly. And it makes you wonder, if Jesus had not been so standoffish and had like a friend to help, would he have been done sooner? So we're definitely in California. I went out for a brief little walk around this morning to try to find our post office box. And I found that. Well, not a post office box, but our mailbox. Found that. Found a guy who helped me find where it was. It was on the back of the ones that I was looking at. His giant dog, who was heavy, jumped on me but was super cute, like a puppy. And then I walked down the street, and my goal was to get a bacon gouda breakfast sandwich for Kira and myself from Starbucks. But I was like, oh, I don't want to get Starbucks coffee. So I walked a little further and found this cute little market that had a few tables inside, apparently a patio outside, a little section with fancy cheese and fancy meat. There were like healthy snacks and fruit. There was a cooler of beer, including like some cool looking craft beer, it seems. There was a wall of bottles of wine, some frozen pizzas, some coffee. And then, of course, because we're in California, kombucha on tap. I got super excited at first because I saw the taps and then I saw that it was kombucha and I was like, oh, right. Okay, of course. So I went up to the counter with the coffee and the person working behind was just, you know, oh, do you want coffee? Just coffee? Yes, just coffee. Oh, this place is great. Oh, really? Did you just move here? Yeah, we just moved here. She's like, okay, let me tell you about the place. So you can take a bottle of wine and open it and you can drink it on the patio or we'll heat up one of these pizzas for you. It only takes about 3 minutes. So super cool. So I'm in California. I am in California and walking around. The reality hits it, sets in a little more every moment. Kira's getting ready because we are going to take the truck back, go to Goodwill. This is not in order. Go to Goodwill, return some stuff that we don't like. Not return, but deposit some things that we don't like or need, really. We are going to Comcast to pick up the internet accoutrement to set that up, and we are going to get a smog check, which is definitely a totally California thing to do. And Burnley's on my lap, and he loves life.